Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Thank you very much. One of the saddest comments on much of modern theology and academic scholarship is the contention that men cannot know, although they dogmatically know that we cannot know. I could furnish hundreds of examples of so-called scholars who say we cannot know, but I shall take the time to give you just one. John Shelby Spong served for a number of years as Bishop of the Newark Diocese of the Episcopal Church. One of his books has the title, Into the Whirlwind, The Future of the Church. Please listen to these illogical and anti-biblical statements. Every assertion that Christianity in any form possesses by divine revelation the ultimate and unchanging truth will have to be abandoned. Page 14. If the frontier voice cannot be heard and affirmed in the life of the church, if theological and biblical relativity cannot be embraced, if the rigid control system of the past cannot be opened, then I see little future hope for the church. Page 19. Former Bishop Spong knows that we cannot possess the ultimate and unchanging truth. He knows that the rigid control system of the past must be opened, or he sees little future hope for the church. He is absolutely certain that we cannot be certain. If there has ever been a more illogical and foolish position than the one Bishop Spong and similar postmodernists entertain, I would not know where to find it. The average man on the street has a better comprehension of truth than theologians like Spong. The average man knows he cannot know everything. Only God can do that. But he knows he can know some things. How utterly ridiculous for anyone to claim to know that we cannot know. No Bible writer ever held such a radical and unreasonable view. The Old Testament uses some form of the word know more than 900 times. For example, the prophet Ezekiel repeated over and over, "You shall know that I am the Lord." Did the God who made us doubt our ability to know Him and His will? Ezekiel affirmed that God's people could know that He is God. He also taught that the heathen could know. Ezekiel 36:23. King David wrote, "Now I know that the Lord saves the anointed. He will hear from His holy heaven with the saving strength of His right hand." Psalm 20:6. The New Testament uses some form of the word know even more often than the Old Testament. We need to remember that the word know in both the Old Testament and in the New often refers to God's knowledge, but many times it means our knowledge. The word know is one of the keys to understanding the Apostle John's writings. In his five books, John, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, and Revelation, he uses some form of the Greek words translated know more than 250 times. In one verse, John quotes Jesus as using the word know three times. "If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him." John 14:7. John Shelby Spong and other postmodernists argue that we cannot know, but the Son of God says we can know and must know. Whom will you believe, radical theologians or the Son of Almighty God? The Apostle John identifies Jesus Christ as our advocate and the propitiation for the sins of the whole world. He then affirms, "And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments." 1 John 2:3. Charles Williams renders the Greek, "By this we can be sure that we know him, if we practice obedience to his commands." From a biblical viewpoint, knowing God means more than knowing he exists. The word most often refers to having a relationship with God. Knowing God, according to John, means we keep on keeping his commandments, or as Charles Williams writes, if we practice obedience to his commandments. Have you obeyed the Lord's commandments in becoming a Christian? Are you walking in the light as He is in the light? Thank you, and may God bless you.